Welcome back. So many thanks to Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner. I'm so grateful for his time and his friendship. He's absolutely one of the good guys. So you know, Wisconsin, if you're represented by him, you are very, very fortunate. And I know he said, I'm happy here and all of that stuff, but I hope he's open to doing more, because the more people he represents, the better it is for the communities. But today, I'd like to speak from the heart, not as someone who's a broadcaster, but as a husband, a grandson-in-law, and a partial witness to a really remarkable life. And it's the life of Thelma, my wife's grandmother. And we talked a little bit about her before, but you know, if you're lucky, you have a Thelma in your life too. Thelma wasn't famous. You won't find her name etched in like marble or flashing across the screen, but if you had the good fortune to meet her, even once, you really left changed. She had that kind of like a quiet gravity, you know, the kind that didn't demand attention, but it did command respect. What made Thelma so unforgettable, it wasn't one grand gesture, but it was just the way she lived, consistently, courageously, and filled with love. She taught us, or she taught me too, you know, without need for a sermon or a speech, things that feel more urgent today than ever before. To be present for those who you love, and to live a life that matters, not necessarily to the world at large, but to those who mean the most. Thelma, she definitely believed in standing her ground, not in like a loud confrontational way, but with steady conviction. When something wasn't right, she didn't wait for someone else to speak up. She showed us that dignity is a form of resistance. She taught her children and her children's children that doing what's right may not be easy, but it is always worth it. And then there was her presence, as a gift that we often overlook in a world where we rush from one thing to the next. And when you sat at Thelma's kitchen table, she was with you. She was with you. There were no distractions, no phones, just a cup of coffee or tea or whatever. And maybe a bite to eat. She was very well known for her cooking. She's good. But then you also had her undivided attention. And in those moments, she gave you something priceless. And it was the feeling that you mattered, that you were seen, and that you belonged. And that's a lesson that we really need now more than ever, to slow down, to look at our loved ones in the eye, and to be there, not just in body, but in heart and mind, like she was. And finally, Thelma understood that a meaningful life isn't measured in big accolades, but in impact. It's measured in the way we show up for one another, and the meals cooked, and the stories that are shared, and the hands held during hard times. Her life was her legacy. It certainly wasn't easy. It wasn't perfect, I'm sure. But my goodness, it was full. And her life was rooted in kindness, truth, and courage. And I think we could all live a life like that. In the later years of Thelma's life, my wife, Elisa, showed what true love is all about. She wasn't just a granddaughter, but a caregiver. I mean, there were countless days, every week, where she'd stop by her grandma's house, not just to check in, but to be there. She bathed her. She listened to her stories. And she just was a comforting presence. Elisa gave so much of herself, not out of obligation, but out of the purest love that one can imagine. She's always been that way, my wife, Elisa. Unwavering, unselfish, and she never sought anything in return, because her joy came from knowing that her grandma was comfortable, happy, and that she wasn't alone. I think that is a reminder to all of us how powerful love is when it's given freely, and how much of an impact even the smallest amount of kindness can have on the ones that we love and that we care for. That's so important. And I think, and she, you know, my wife, I said, oh, are you going to make a post and talk about your grandma and all that. She says, I don't need to post something on Facebook for people to see. But I do think that she deserves some recognition. And because that example that she sets for us, for our children, is something that, even though I don't do it for that, no, but it should be recognized. Goodness should be celebrated. And, you know, I just want to recognize that, to say to her that you are a shining example of what it means to love without reservation. And your grandma Thelma was so lucky to have you by her side. And I know that she carried that love with you, with her, every moment, as you carry hers with you now. Thank you for showing all of us the true meaning of love and compassion. And I would hope that we can all share that spirit every day that we live. Be like Thelma and love like my wife. I'm lucky because I get to see that every day, and I don't ever want to take that for granted. And I hope that you have a Thelma and an Elisa with you in your life. And if you don't, one's out there for you. Be good. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. And we'll see you next week. Make sure if you like this, like it, share it on Facebook, and keep on keeping on. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker here for Civic Media.